It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Welcome, neighbor. Welcome to this neighborhood. Remember this chain, this paper chain that Mr. McFeely and I put up last time? I think it looks good. Yep. I want to show you something else. This is a picture of a musician friend of mine. You may have met him here before. His name is Eric Kloss, and he and I have been friends for many years. We're going to visit Eric today after a while, but right now I'd like you to hear some of his music. I have one of his cassettes over here, my hutch. It's right in the machine. So I'd like to play you some of this music. Now that's Eric Kloss playing one of his own songs on his own saxophone. And you know something? Eric has never seen anything with his eyes. He has been blind since he was a tiny baby. And I marvel at all that he has been able to do in his life. One of the reasons we're going to visit him today is that he has just learned to use a special reading machine, which is over at the neighborhood library. And he thought we might like to find out about it. You know me, I'm interested in all sorts of things. And I spend a lot of time trying to learn about things. I'm curious, and I wonder about all sorts of things, like I wonder who made this. And I wonder what this could be if it wasn't a window. And I wonder how long it took for somebody to write this book. And I wonder how many stop and go lights there are in the world. And I wonder if fish laugh or cry. Did you know? Did you know? Did you know that it's all right to wonder? Did you know that it's all right to wonder? There are all kinds of wonderful things. Did you know? Did you know? Did you know that it's all right to marvel? Did you know that it's all right to marvel? There are all kinds of marvelous things. You can ask a lot of questions about the world and your place in it. You can ask about people's feelings. You can learn the sky's the limit. Did you know? Did you know? Did you know when you wonder, you're learning? Did you know when you marvel, you're learning about all kinds of wonderful, all kinds of marvelous, marvelously wonderful things. We learn so much by wondering. It's not quite time to go visit Eric Kloss, so let's just have some make-believe. I'll get the trolley. Did you know? Did you know? Did you know that the trolley is coming? Let's think about the field trip that the students in Ms. Cow's class are working on. Do you know what a field trip is? That's a trip you take away from your school. It doesn't have to be out in a field, but it's usually someplace away from where you do your work. Let's wonder what kind of a field trip the students will plan as the trolley goes to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Hi, trolley.
Yes. Now, how can I help you Tuesday?
When the field trip is almost over, could we come to your kitchen and you could show us how you make good things to eat?
Of course I could. And then you could eat those things.
Oh, that's what I'd hoped you'd say.
Now, how many of you will be there?
About six, because Mayor Maggie and Mr. Aber are going to help us.
I'll be ready for you all.
Oh, thank you, Edgar Cook.
You're welcome. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
Prince Tuesday, I presume?
Correct as usual, Daddy.
I thought you were in school today, son.
I'm helping with a field trip.
Field trip?
Yes. Our class is going to visit every place and see what each person does.
Every place in the world?
Oh, every place in this neighborhood.
Oh, that's more realistic. Oh, Mayor Maggie, I presume?
Hi, Mayor Maggie.
As usual, King Friday.
I wasn't expecting you, Mayor Maggie. I'll see if I can squeeze you into my schedule.
Actually, King Friday, I'm here to work on the field trip with Tuesday.
Oh, well, then I shall go write my speech and tell my birds to prepare to entertain the members of the field trip.
Oh, that would be very helpful. And would you also ask Queen Sarah if she would show her film about food for the world?
I shall, and I will. Farewell to you both.
Farewell, Your Majesty.
Goodbye, Daddy.
Were you able to talk with Edgar Cook?
Yes, I did.
And what did he sing?
He'll show us how he cooks things, and then he'll let us eat them.
Perfect. Now, I've talked with Grandpère and Henrietta and X, and let's see.
And Anna Platypus talked with her mom and dad.
Mm-hmm. So that leaves the people at the Rocket Factory.
And Auntie Lady Elaine.
Correct. Now you have to get back to school, so I'll go over to the factory and the museum, and then I'll come over and see you all at the school.
Okay, and thanks for all your help, Mayor Maggie.
Oh, you're welcome, Tuesday. I've always loved field trips myself.
Oh, I do too. Bye.
Cornflake! Cornflake especially!
Why, hello there, Mayor Maggie. Do you need a new rocket?
Oh, no, Corny. The one you made me is just fine. And I try to rock in it every day.
Oh, it's good for you. Now, what brings you from Westwood?
I'm helping with a field trip.
Anything I can do to help?
If we came to visit, would you be able to show the school children and us some of the things you do in this factory?
I sure could try. I'll get some models ready right away.
You're a really helpful man, Corny.
I'm a man who manufactures.
That's for sure.
I'm a man.
You're a man.
Who manufactures.
Who manufactures. You manufacture chairs. You're a man who manufactures chairs and everywhere. You're a man who manufactures.
Oh, it does my heart good to hear that song.
Mine too. Thanks, Mr. Pesciole.
See you next time, Mayor Maggie.
On the field trip.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Oh, just fine, thanks. I want to know the exact distance we're going on this trip. How are you doing?
Only one more to ask,
oh,
and then
good.
We're all set.
That's great.
Want to ask with me?
Oh, sure. Whom do we ask?
Lady Elaine.
Great. Well, it looks like she's already talking to somebody.
Oh, I must say that is a novel idea.
Glad you like it, Toots. Oh, it looks like we've got Westwooders. Greetings, friends.
Hi, Lady Elaine.
Lady Elaine.
You too know James Michael Jones, don't you?
Oh, I didn't recognize you, Mr. Jones.
Not unusual, since I'm wearing my learning machine.
What's that machine do?
It teaches one anything one wishes to learn.
Ooh, that's extraordinary.
Just what I thought, Toots.
And Lady Elaine wondered if I could secure enough of these machines right away.
Oh, enough for what?
Why don't you tell them, Lainey?
Well, I thought if we just put one of those on each of the kids' heads, you wouldn't need to take any field trips.
No field trips?
You can learn it all from the machine.
But we've been working on this field trip for a long time.
Wasted work, I guess.
Oh, but the children and everybody else, we're all really looking forward to this field trip, Lady Elaine, and... Well, we thought you would help.
I am helping by suggesting James Michael's machine.
Suppose we present this to the school children.
A very good idea, Mayor Maggie. Would you like to take the machine to the school now?
Oh, no, I'd like you to come along and present it to the class.
Now you're talking, Toots.
And then we'll let them decide whether or not to go on with the field trip. Hmm. And maybe you and Lady Elaine could discuss what might happen at this museum.
Hmm. Of course. You're a real mayor, Maggie.
Okay, then. You all seize the moment.
Now, on the remote possibility that the school children decide to continue with their plan.
And Edgar Cook said he'd be really glad to have us all.
And my dad will play the bagpipes at home and show doctoring at work.
And my mom will show a film about her work in Food for the World.
You know, this sounds like this is turning out to be a very special field trip.
I think so, too.
Oh, look who's here.
Hello, everyone. I've brought a guest.
Who is it?
It is I, James Michael Jones.
Well, you don't look like Mr. Jones.
Perhaps because of the machine.
What is that machine, Mr. Jones?
It is my learning machine, and I thought you all might like to try it.
Yes, there's a part for learning about music and trees and science and architecture and drama.
And all you have to do is put it on your head and turn it on.
Does it hurt?
Oh, no, and it teaches you everything you need to know.
You say it teaches you everything you need to know?
That's it. Why, there's not any need for teachers or field trips or anything.
No need for field trips.
Well, I'm not sure, Charlie, they're going to ask the children. I think so, too.
Wasn't that wise of Mayor Maggie to suggest that the children help with the decision? What do you think the children will decide? To put the learning machines on their heads or to go on the field trip? Well, we'll think more about that next time. You know something else I've been wondering? How did this plant get to be so beautiful? And how did you get to be you? Oh, right now we can go to the library and look for Eric Kloss so he can show us that special reading machine. Come along to the neighborhood library.
It's going to be right down that center aisle.
Hi, Miss Broaddus.
Hi, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Just fine.
Good. I understand Eric Kloss is here today.
He certainly is. Would you like to see him?
I would.
He's in the reference room.
Oh, good.
Here he is.
Oh, good. He has headphones on.
That's right. Eric.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Mr. Rogers is here.
Ah, thank you for telling me.
Glad to be with you, Eric.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good. Joyce, would it be all right if I played this machine out into the room so I can play for Fred?
I think it'll be okay. There's not too many people in the room right now. But how about if I let you know if it becomes a problem?
Okay, please do.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks so
See
much.
You later.
Bye-bye. So, Eric, this is a machine that reads.
This machine does read. It's the Kurzweil Personal Reader. And the way it works is this is the scanner. And the scanner has a camera in it.
You mean there's a camera in there?
That's right. And the camera takes a picture of the print. Then there's a wire that connects to this box that's in front of me, and that box converts those letters into sounds.
Oh, my.
So that's... we're going to hear a nice guy named Perfect Paul, and he's going to read the letter to us.
All right.
Ready?
Sure.
Tell you what, why don't you start it?
How?
Here, just press this bar and let it go.
This one?
Right there.
Dear Eric, we are very pleased you are able to join us for this year's Apple Blossom Jazz Festival. We really look forward to your participation and to being with you. I'll call you with details about the program and to let you know the hotel you'll be staying in. We're grateful that you will share your unique self as well as your musical talent with the people in our community. Sincerely, Dolores Pocono Festival Coordinator.
Now we'll stop it. Then I'm going to take it back to the beginning of the letter.
So you're going to a jazz festival?
Mm-hmm. And I'm really looking forward to going there and eating a whole lot of apples.
But when you got that letter, you just put it in the machine and it read it to you.
That's right. That's what's wonderful about this. It reads letters. It reads magazines, books, just about any kind of printed material. It doesn't read handwriting, but it certainly does help me and also other blind people read. And there are actually nine different voices.
Nine?
Nine different voices. Four men, four women, and a kid. Would you like to hear them?
I would.
All right.
How do you do that?
Well, all you need to do is take your finger, and as long as you hold your finger on the key...
The reading voice is Perfect Paul.
There's Perfect Paul.
Hugh Harry.
He's a nice guy. He's real big, though.
Who is that?
That's Hugh Harry.
Hugh Harry.
Mm-hmm.
The reading voice is Frail Frank.
That's Frail Frank.
Frail Frank.
Yeah, he's
The reading voice is Dr. Dennis.
Who's that?
That's a nice old man, Dr. Dennis.
Dr. Dennis.
The reading voice is Beautiful Betty.
Beautiful Betty.
Uppity Ursula.
Uppity Ursula.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
The reading voice is Whispering Wendy.
Whispering Wendy.
The reading voice is Rough Rita.
Rough Rita.
The reading voice is Kit the Kid.
Then we're going to be
The
right
reading
back.
Voice is Perfect Paul.
Oh, you're there back to Perfect
That's
Paul.
That's right.
So you choose those different sounds to read your magazines and books and letters. Is
That's
that
right,
it?
Yeah. And different different kinds of reading sound better with different voices. That's what I found.
Well, you're so musical, you would certainly know that.
Well, that's one of the things that happens.
Well, for instance, how would it sound for Beautiful Betty to read that same letter?
Okay, first what we have to do is to go forward in, through the voices until we run into Betty.
The reading voice is Hugh Harry.
Frail Frank.
Dr. Dennis.
Beautiful Betty.
There she is.
There she is.
Now all we have to do is we have to change the mode, so we have to go backwards.
Setup keypad. Reading keypad.
So now she's ready to read.
Well, now let's hear Beautiful Betty read some of that letter.
Okay, here we go.
Dear Eric, we are very pleased you are able to join us for this year's Apple Blossom Jazz Festival.
Mm-hmm.
We really look forward to your participation and to being with you.
Very nice. Now, we've heard a letter on here. Could we hear a book?
Sure, we could hear a We could play a book. Would you like to choose one of the books from the pile that's on the table here?
One of these here?
Yes.
On the table? Well, what about this top one? It says poems.
I think there's a very nice poem on page 32. Now, while you're coming over, I'm going to take my letter out of the scanner.
Okay.
And why don't you...
Page 32. Oh, here it is.
There should be a label that will be on top there. And just take your book and match it up with the edge of the scanner. That's right. And then slope that part of the book on a piece of plastic. Now, if you'd like to, why don't you close the top of the scanner?
You mean we can hear it right now?
And then we can hear it right now. So, without any further ado, let's hear beautiful Betty reading this beautiful poem.
Okay.
Be the best of whatever you are. If you can't be a pine on the top of the hill, be a scrub in the valley, but be the best little scrub by the side of the rill. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, then just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. It isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are. Douglas Mallock.
I love that poem.
That's a beautiful message. Be the best of whatever you are, huh?
Exactly. It's what you are. Do I just take the book out now?
All you have to do is take the book out.
And sit down beside you.
Yes.
Well, you're the best of whatever you are.
Well, I'd have to say the same thing for you.
You must have had some wonderful teachers in your life. Do you remember any when you were very young that are special to you?
When I was in fourth grade, I had a teacher named Mrs. McGee. And she taught everything. It was a home. She was a homeroom teacher. Mm-hmm. And she taught us reading, writing, arithmetic, and geography. And on Friday afternoon, pretty much everybody would be restless and moving around in their seats, and she'd say, okay, I can see that it's time for a story now.
Uh-huh.
And then she would begin to tell us a story that she'd make up. And the story would wander a bit sometimes, but she'd always come back and finish up to the end. What I was impressed with was the fact that she could make up the story as she went along. I began playing saxophone a year after that, in fifth grade. And one day I was sitting in the practice room and I thought to myself, maybe I could play something that would be kind of like Mrs. McGee's stories. And I've been doing that ever since.
Hi, Fred.
John, it's John Costa.
Johnny!
Yeah, are you ready for our rehearsal, Eric?
Sure.
Yeah?
Fred, come on over. We're going to have a rehearsal. We're doing a workshop here.
Okay.
You want to take your arm?
Be glad to come. Now, what kind of workshop is this?
Well, Fred, we'll doing a jazz workshop and talking about improvisation and things like that.
Well, there's your beautiful horn right there.
Thank you, Fred.
And I'm so glad you're here, Fred.
I am, too.
We do these little workshops around, and we play music for people to understand jazz a little better.
Oh, good.
And you're welcome. Can you sit a minute?
Sure.
And hear us practice.
Right over here?
Yes. And, Eric, we'll start off with a slow tempo first, okay?
Okay.
Same thing that we're going to do. Are you ready?
That's right.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, man.
It's just getting it.
Yeah, it's getting there.
You gentlemen have a lot to teach a lot of people.
Well, yeah. We want to run over some things that weren't just right. So, Fred,
I've got to go.
You've got to go.
But I want to thank you, Eric, for showing me the reader.
Fred, it's always a pleasure to work with you with anything.
Thank you.
Great.
You too.
See you later,
thank
Fred.
You, John. Bye, Eric. You've got a mighty special library.
Oh, thank you, and it's filled with so many special people.
I'll say. See you soon,
okay.
Mr. Otis.
Bye-bye, Mr. Rogers.
Hello. What fine people. And what splendid musicians. Mm. I enjoyed that visit. I'm grateful for many things in life, but most of all for the people I know. It's really people I learn from, men and women and children. You know, we're all teachers. And we're all learners, one way or another. Just realizing that gives me a very good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. Feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I'll take this down next time. It's a cheerful decoration, like a smile and a friend. Be back.
Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.